Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. New development coordinator with Pella Christian High School and Pella Christian Grade School, Frederick DeHaan, joins us on today's program to talk about his return to Pella and the duties associated with his position. Well, Frederick, we're here today to talk about a new position you have and a return to your hometown as you're originally from Pella. First of all, let our listeners know about the new position you're taking here at Pella Christian Schools and what brought you back to the Tulip City.
Yes, the title for the position is Development Coordinator, and that includes developing financial resources, developing deeper and better ties for alumni and friends of the school to be engaged and participate in school activities, and then to develop just a very positive and a very invested image for the school, both in Pella as well as in the broader Marion County and surrounding counties. And what makes this especially just a joy for me to be back is that this is my own school. Being a graduate in 1978 of Pella Christian High School, having played on lots of sports teams for the school, this is an honor to come back and now try to make the school system vibrant and stronger going forward. But also, it's wonderful for me to come back when I have three brothers, three sisters-in-law already living here and spent the majority of their adult lives here. All of them as well are Pella Christian graduates. So again, it makes this role of development coordinator very, very special to me.
What has kind of led you down this path to making sure that these schools remain financially viable?
It, I think, kind of originates from my own roots, that when my parents immigrated from the Netherlands, like so many other Pella area families would know that type of history, when they arrived, I think my dad did not surpass the eighth grade in terms of formal education in Europe. My mom did not surpass the 10th grade. But it was their commitment to these eight children that were born to them that every one of us would both go to a private school, quite a bit of money out of their pocket to make sure that we got a very good quality education. They followed that up with really helping to finance in large part each of the eight children's college educations. So just growing up in that environment where knowing that mom and dad were really working hard to make sure that we had every opportunity that perhaps they did not enjoy back in their childhood, just left such a deep impression on me that I've spent a career then raising money for Holland Christian Schools, Calvin College, my alma mater in the state of Michigan, and then a series of other college campuses, because I really believe in what the role of education is in opening doors, of having young people aspire and reach higher to be whatever their gifts and talents would allow them to be. That's an exciting and dynamic enterprise that I love spending my career in helping to encourage and to strengthen.
What are those key things do you think that Pella Christian, both high school and grade school, have to offer that makes you excited about this position?
I think it is the world and faith view that every one of us are, by our Creator God, given talents and abilities. And I always felt that growing up through the school system, and now I can still sense fully in my first week that it's alive and thriving here, is that kids of today, or as I grew up, you just are challenged to make the very most of the gifts, the talents that you've been given. And whether that's in teaching, whether that's in entertainment, whether that's in any walk of life and career profession, that you do that not only because it's your responsibility to use those gifts well and to use them wisely, but also because it brings glory to our Creator and God. And that, to me, is what kind of makes Pella Christian as a school and academically, as well as on athletic fields and in drama productions, is that we want every student to give their very best, to be a reflection of both thankful for the gifts that they have and then being able to be a light and an inspiration to others who might, touch their lives and be engaged in their careers.
if someone wants to learn more about how they can be a part of giving to Pella Christian, whether it's through the Grade School Project or other activities here at the high school, what are the best ways that they can get in touch with you to continue to ensure that the schools are continuing to be vibrant for the next 40 years?
And because the job is equally established this year to assist the Pella Christian Grade School as well as our Pella Christian High School, that contacted me at the number 641-628-4440 and then my direct extension 1112. And that would enable anyone then, whether they want to, in general, support what goes on here in Pella Christian Schools, or specifically, I know that one of my first priorities is to assist the Pella Christian Grade School campaign. It is entitled Soaring to New Heights. It has a dedicated group of volunteers and leaders who have already helped to raise $10.2 million, and it will be one of my first key responsibilities to help that group and to make calls in the community that help to bring in an additional $3.5 to $4 million to complete that building project.
Once again, that was the new development coordinator at Pella Christian, Frederick DeHaan. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.